Well, hello, gentlemen. All right. Let's stop picking on the Femons, eh? And let's start talking about the good points the Femons have. I mean, hell, they must have some. So I'd like you guys to play along with me here, and we'll make a kind of a list. I mean, are you guys ready? You got your beer and everything? Okay, let's begin. All right, let's start with the obvious one.
Femons make good mothers.
Well, they were better mothers many, many years ago. But I don't think they're great mothers nowadays. I mean, even my mother did some things that I thought were a bit suspect and a bit selfish that actually showed that she thought of herself more than her children. But the modern Femon really doesn't want anything to do with the baby too much, just maybe show and tell, and that's about it. Because you see, it cramps their style. They can't go out all night drinking and banging like they used to. I mean, some Femons get pregnant so they can get money from the government. Or sometimes they say, I accidentally got pregnant. I mean, really, accidentally? She's gone with 200 men in the last month? But of course it's not all Femons, but a majority of them nowadays are not very good mothers, I would say.
Femons are very good at cooking.
Are you kidding me or what? Many years ago, there was a lot of cooking done by Femons, apple pies, things like that, and it was because that was a way to the man's heart. Let's face it, a man works really hard and burns a lot of calories. And cooking a good meal for the man made him very happy and stay and do a lot of things for the Femon. So they become good cooks because it was advantageous for them. But nowadays there's no need for that, and most of the cooks now are all the men in the household. And it's a shame, too, because there's loads of good recipes from, say, grandmother and handed down, but they're all disappearing now. Because the modern Femon doesn't want to spend hours cooking on the stove, she just wants to impress the man by stripping off. So there's not that many good cooks in Femon world nowadays. And if truth be known, many, many years ago, it was even the man was a better cook. And that's the way it was.
Femons will love you very deeply.
Well, Femons never knew what love was anyway, they just used the word to entrap the man. They've always gone with the man that has the best utilities or money, but nowadays they just follow the money. But there's one thing you can be sure of, and if your money runs out, so will the Femon. Oh, here's one we're not supposed to say the truth about, but I will anyway.
Femons make good drivers.
Well, not according to what I've seen in my lifetime. You can have good drivers as Femons, and they can even park the car. But there's not that many, and the majority of them can't park or drive very well. You only have to look at a Femon driver to see the way they're hanging on the steering wheel, as if it's going to be coming off in their hands any moment. I mean, do they look relaxed driving? Of course they don't, and a relaxed driver is probably very good, but an unrelaxed driver could be a danger. They indicate left and turn right. They hesitate at roundabouts. They're disastrous in the wheel.
Femons wear very well.
I don't think so, no. They're great when they're very young, until about a certain age, about 30 or maybe just over it. Sometimes it's a bit more. And then they fall apart. They do try propping it up with makeup and getting Botox injections and operations, but it never really works. And, of course, we all know the saying is that Femons age like milk and men age like fine wine. Well, I don't know why this one's in there, but here it is.
Femons sleep quite quietly.
Now, thinking back, I think you're quite right. There are some snorers, of course, but generally that's men, and women tend not to snore so much. So it's surprising to me, but I'm going to give them a good mark on this one. Now, this is just my experience, of course. I don't know what the bigger Femons are like. Maybe they do snore a lot as well. I don't know. And here's the last one, and the major one, of course.
Femons make good wives.
Well, that may have been true many, many years ago, way before I was even born. And I'm 685. Now, there are those rare occasions where Femons do make good wives, but very, very rare. And it's getting rarer, of course. When taking a look at this list and what the answers really are, I don't see why any man would marry a Femon in today's world. What with them not really looking after themselves, they have tats all over them and they're rather large, and then you have to deal with the entitled attitude. So I guess this survey of mine didn't actually turn out too well for them. Maybe I am a bit biased after all. Take it easy, guys.